consulting the RG project coming on board. That should be expanded so that we can begin to get rid of the Okada syndrome in Lagos. Because the biggest killer, the two biggest killers to the environment problem, the condition that we have in Lagos, are coming from Okada and generators. Until something is done to check the abuse coming from those two bodies, our environment will be taking steps forward in 5 steps. So I would continue to deal with Lagos State Government to do as much as they can to find alternative means of transportation for the ordinary people like us, so that this whole issue of jumping on Okada will see. And you see, there are other disadvantages. We are not imbibing the culture of walking close to Kenya today, which is why the Excel is long distance running. And you find that people go all the way from here to Ibuka-Meta to walk by foot. People travel from Ibuka-Meta to Lagos by foot to walk. And you see a crowd of people walking. We have been so trained to be lazy that the fact that this was going to go, we jump on Okada. It's not helping the individuals who else resist, at the same time, it's not helping the environment. So if there's anything that can be done in that area to expand the BRT project, and then that eliminates it completely. In East Africa, you have what we call Okada. You can have Okada operating not on major highways, not on motor carriageways, not on even any of the bridges. It is unheard of. There's any major degradation occurring in Lagos today. It's coming from street trading. So I'm advocating what we call Sunday street market, or Sunday street market. Close down some streets in various local government areas. Let the street hawkers come to the streets, if they must do so, to hold their goods, not in the traffic necessarily. Because the amount of degradation that is coming from that is immense. So those are the two major areas where I would like Lagos State to look into. Street trading, and I know they are working on it. And then this issue of Okada, generators. It takes a longer time for local communities to imbibe the culture that it is in the city.